天路导向
Leading the way。
Hello listening friends，
麦克牧师主讲。
亲爱的朋友你好，
安详翻译。
耶稣说，我就是道路真理生命，
让我们携手同走天路。
亲爱的良友家人们，主内平安，我是你们的新朋友何晨星。我很愿意透过天路导向节目成为你的朋友，你的同路人。那今天进入到神的怜悯最后一课了，透过麦克牧师十次的约拿书的讲解，我们了解到约拿的软弱。其实我们常常也和约拿一样，我们也常常小信，常常软弱，轻易地做了神军队的逃兵，放弃了神的使命。那怎样才能不忘记神的恩典和怜悯呢？让我们安静我们的心，一起来听一听麦克牧师的分享。
Hello, listening friends.
亲爱的朋友，你好。
Welcome to this last message in this current series of messages.
欢迎你收听这个系列的最后一次信息。
We have been studying God's compassion.
这个系列叫做神的怜悯。
We're looking at this from the point of view of the book of Jonah.
这一系列的信息是根据圣经约拿书而展开的。
And I left you in the last broadcast by asking the question.
上次节目的最后，我问过你一个问题。
What is the solution to forgetting the mercy and the grace of God?
这个问题就是，怎样才能不忘记神的恩典和怜悯？
And I want to begin by reading the fourth chapter from the book of Jonah.
我们先来读约拿书第四章。
Get your Bible and turn to chapter 4 in the book of Jonah.
请翻开圣经约拿书第四章。
And let us read it together.
我们一起来读。约拿书第四章。这是约拿大大不悦，且甚发怒，就祷告耶和华说，耶和华，我在本国的时候，岂不是这样说吗？我知道你是有恩典有怜悯的神，不轻易发怒，有丰盛的慈爱，并且后悔不降所说的灾，所以我急速逃往他施去。耶和华，现在求你取我的命吧，因为我死了比活着还好。耶和华说，你这样发怒合乎理吗？于是约拿出城，坐在城的东边，在那里为自己搭了一座棚，坐在棚的印下，要看看那城究竟如何。耶和华神安排一颗蓖麻，使其发声高过约拿，隐而遮盖他的头，救他脱离苦楚。约拿因这颗蓖麻大大喜乐。次日黎明，神却安排一条虫子咬这蓖麻，以致枯槁。日头出来的时候，神安排炎热的东风，日头曝晒约拿的头，使他发昏，他就为自己求死，说，我死了比活着还好。神对约拿说，你因这颗蓖麻发怒合乎理吗？他说，我发怒以至于死都合乎理。耶和华说，这蓖麻不是你栽种的，也不是你培养的，一夜发生，一夜干死，你尚且爱惜，何况这尼尼微大城，其中不能分辨左手右手的有12万多人，并有许多牲畜，我岂能不爱惜呢？
So what is Jonah's solution to the mercy of God?
那么当约拿经历了神的恩典后，他的回应是什么呢？
He wanted to quit.
他想溜走。
He wanted to run away again.
他想再次逃跑。
Jonah built himself a private retreat and decided to stay there.
约拿决定独自过着退隐的生活。
What does Jonah's action mean?
约拿的行动表明什么呢？
They meant that Jonah was declaring his independence from God.
它意味着约拿宣告自己已经与神无干。
Here is what Jonah is saying.
约拿这么说。
I'm going to sit on the fence.
我要坐在凉棚下。
I am going to see how God is going to get himself out of this mess.
我倒是要看看神究竟怎样收拾这个残局。
I'm going to wash my hands and resign from life.
我反正打算洗手不干了。
I am not going to help anyone.
我不打算去帮助任何人。
I'm not going to do anything for anybody.
我也不想为任何人做什么事。
I am not going to witness for God anymore.
我更不想再为神做什么见证了。
In fact, this reminds me of a story about two men.
这倒让我想起了一个小故事。
Who were having a conversation one day.
有一天两个人在一起交谈。
One said to the other.
其中一个小伙子对另一个说。
You know, one day I would like to ask God why he allows poverty, injustice, and unbelief when he could do something about it.
你知道吗？有一天我要问问神，为什么他有能力改善情况，却还允许贫穷、欺压和叛逆存在世上呢？
The other fellow replied,
他的同伴回答说，
Well, why don't you ask him?
那你为什么不现在就问呢？
The first man said,
小伙子说，
I'm afraid that God might ask me the same thing.
我害怕神会问我同样的问题。
It is easy to withdraw from the human race.
我们是多么容易就想从人世间退出。
It is easy to pull out and stay out.
我们是多么轻易就把自己置身度外。
It is easy to abandon God's mission for your life.
我们是多么随意就放弃神的使命。
It is easy to become a deserter in the army of God.
我们轻易地做了神军队的逃兵。
And that is why God answered Jonah's horrible attitude by giving him a practical lesson.
于是神针对约拿恶劣的态度，就给约拿上了实实在在的一课。
And you find that lesson in verses 6, 7, and 8 of chapter 4.
这段经文记在约拿书四章六到八节。
Let's read those verses together.
我们一起来读。约拿书四章六到八节。耶和华神安排一颗蓖麻，使其发声高过约拿，因而遮盖他的头，救他脱离苦楚。约拿因这颗蓖麻大大喜乐。次日黎明，神却安排一条虫子咬着蓖麻，以致枯槁。日头出来的时候，神安排炎热的东风，日头曝晒约拿的头，使他发昏。他就为自己求死，说：“我死了比活着还好。”
Out of compassion, God spread a fast-growing vine to protect Jonah from the blazing desert sun.
神怜悯约拿，让一棵蓖麻树迅速生长，高过约拿的头，为他挡住烈日的曝晒。
Verse 6 of chapter 4 said that Jonah was very happy about the vine.
四章六节说，约拿因这棵蓖麻开心极了。
Here, for the first time, we see Jonah happy.
我们第一次看到约拿如此开心。
We have not seen him happy ever before.
在这之前还没有看到他高兴过呢。
He was unhappy when God gave him a commission.
神差遣他的时候，他一点儿也不开心。
He was unhappy with the storm.
在风暴中他也不开心。
He was unhappy when he was inside the great fish.
在大鱼肚子里的时候，他当然不开心。
He was unhappy with the second commissioning.
神第二次差遣他，他同样还是不开心。
He was unhappy with the repentance of the Ninevites.
当尼尼微人悔改，他更不开心。
He was not happy with God's mercy upon the Ninevites.
他不愿意看到神的怜悯临到尼尼微人。
But here, when God gives him a shelter from the blazing sun, Jonah is finally happy.
可是在这儿，当神给他一个遮阳的蓖麻树，约拿终于开心了。
Oh, but don't hold your breath.
不过事情还没完呢。
This happiness will not last.
这种快乐没持续多长时间。
It is a temporary happiness.
他昙花一现就消失不见了。
But why is Jonah happy now?
约拿开心的原因是什么呢?
Well, finally, in Jonah's mind at least, God is doing something for Jonah.
约拿觉得神终于为他做了一件事情。
Finally, God has come to his senses and taken care of Jonah.
他想,神总算清醒过来,照顾约拿的需要了。
Jonah might have said, Oh, don't call me selfish.
约拿心中也许会认为，哦，别再说我自私自利了。
I just want my place in the sun.
这只不过是我分内该有的一点享受而已啊。
Having my vine in the sun is only getting what God owes me.
这棵蓖麻给我挡挡太阳，就算是神该给我的酬劳吧。
Well, the Lord has a sense of humor.
神真是一位很幽默的神。
The next day, the vine withers.
第二天，神就让蓖麻枯死了。
And here, Jonah really gets upset, and this time, he really wants to die.
这可把约拿给惹毛了，这回他真的不想活了。
I mean, he wants to die for real.
他是来真格的了。
Have you ever met people who are like this?
你有没有见过这一类的人呢？
The slightest problem makes them call the undertaker.
一点困难就让他们承受不起。
I mean that the moment they get a headache, it is the end of the world.
一点难处就让他们感到大难临头，好像到了世界末日一样。
Let's go back to the root of his anger with God and the discontentment that I have just talked about.
只要回到约拿生气的根源和我们刚刚提到他对神不满的原因。
When you have not reconciled yourself to the will of God in your life,
在你的生活当中，如果你还没有调整好你和神之间的步伐，
your anger will go from bad to worse.
你的怨气就会越来越多。
The periods of happiness in your life will get shorter and shorter.
你的喜乐就会越来越少。
First, you get angry over big things.
起先你会因为大事而生气。
Then the smallest thing will make you lose your temper.
后来很小的事也会让你大发雷霆。
And what is God teaching Jonah here?
在这里神要约拿学到什么功课呢?
Listen to verses 9, 10, and 11 of chapter 4.
请听约拿书四章九到十一节。神对约拿说，你因这棵蓖麻发怒合乎理吗？他说，我发怒以至于死都合乎理。耶和华说，这蓖麻不是你栽种的，也不是你培养的，一夜发生，一夜干死，你尚且爱惜，何况这尼尼微大城，其中不能分辨左手右手的有12万多人，并有许多牲畜，我岂能不爱惜呢？
Jonah had become so self-centered that he cared more about his precious little vine that was covering him from the sun.
约拿是这么的以自我为中心，他关心一棵遮太阳的蓖麻树。
More than the 120,000 people and cattle that were about to be destroyed.
比关心12万将亡的灵魂以及牲畜的性命还要多得多。
But ask yourself this question that God wants you to ask yourself.
神要你问一下自己这样一个问题。
How do I know that God wants you to ask the question?
我怎么知道神要你问自己这个问题呢？
Because this is the question that God asked Jonah.
因为这是当年神问约拿的问题。
And the question is this.
这个问题就是
Is your love for your possessions far greater than your love for the lost people of the world?
你关注你的财产胜于关心世上将亡的灵魂吗？
Is your compassion for those who do not know Jesus the same compassion that your Lord Jesus shows toward them?
你对世人的怜悯是否和主耶稣对世人的心肠一样吗？
The question that God asks Jonah in the last verse of the book is never answered.
神在约拿书最后问约拿的问题没有记下答案。
Do you know why?
你知道为什么吗？
I believe there's a reason.
我深信是有原因的。
It is a question that was left for each one of us to answer.
这是需要我们今天每一个人回答的问题。
God's question to Jonah becomes God's question to each one of us who are believers.
神问约拿的问题就是神今天对我们每一位信徒所提出的问题。
Do you spend more time watching television than witnessing for God?
你是否花在看电视上的功夫要比为神做见证来得多呢？
Do you value your possessions more than the lost people?
你是否认为你的财产比将亡的灵魂更加重要呢？
Do you care more for your own comfort than you do for the kingdom of God?
你是否只顾着自己的舒适而忽略了神的国度呢？
Please do not go to sleep tonight until you answer that question.
如果你没有回答这个问题，今晚就不要上床睡觉。
Not to me.
不是回答我。
But to God.
而是回答神。
What is your answer?
你的答案是什么呢？
It is my prayer that your answer would be Lord Jesus.
我盼望你的答案是主耶稣啊。
I want to have your heart.
我愿以你的心为心。
I want my heart to be burdened with what burdens your heart.
我心愿意背负福音的担子。像你那样。
I want to love the lost people like you do.
我愿意爱失丧的灵魂像你一样。
And that I seek to bring them to you just as you want them to come to you.
我愿意带领人归向你，满足你的心愿。
In your strength, Jesus.
求你加给我力量，主耶稣。
Until next time, I wish you God's richest blessing.
我们下次节目再见，愿神大大的赐福给你。
亲爱的听众朋友们，欢迎您来信与我们分享交流，聆听天路导向节目的感动。我们的电邮地址是 daoxiang@liangyou.net， 就是导向汉语拼音@liangyou.net。我们下次再会，愿神赐福您。
成就大事，他说有就有，他 名利就离，看看耶和华成就大事，在他没有难成的事。
谢谢麦克牧师的分享和安详的翻译。反思我们的问题，我们也是麦克牧师所提到的那一类人，遇到一点困难就承受不起，碰到一点难处就感到大难临头，好像是世界末日一样。其实在疫情下，我的家里也遇到一些难处，开始我有些抱怨神，觉得为什么我一直热心地去传福音，还有那么多难处发生在我的家庭当中呢？后来我用另外一种眼光来看，这是神要透过目前的处境，要让我更加的依靠神。神要磨练我，让我不看重世上的财物，而要更加关心世上的灵魂，要以基督的心为心。我们一起来祷告。亲爱的阿爸父，感谢你救赎的恩典，求你赦免我的小信，也求主加添我们的力量，勇敢面对生命中的挑战，让我们努力做基督的精兵，去拯救更多失丧的灵魂。主啊，谢谢你丰盛的恩典和怜悯，感谢祷告，奉我主耶稣基督的名求。亲爱的朋友，天路导向节目将提供两本免费的小册子，如果你想索取的话，请电邮给我们，我们的邮箱是 daoxiang@liangyou.net， 就是导向汉语拼音@liangyou.net。 请来电注明天路导向的小册子，您就可以收到了。感谢您收听天路导向节目，愿神赐福您。
十字路口向左向右，谁来牵着我的手？我的未来将何去何从？恳求耶稣引领我。我虽然thank you.